Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
October 4th, 2017, Steve Cypress here. I'm starting off by sharing my Rhino of the day. And I'm using this as a flat surface for my Rhino on Eels. My rolling Rhino. Now, I think when I first got him, it was supposed to be like if you pulled back, he rolled forwards. And now it just kind of makes the noise, but it doesn't roll on its own. So you got to kind of push it across there. But still, this is a Rhino who knows how to roll. And that happens to be, go figure, the subject for today's Wisdom Wednesday is all about role models. See how I did that? So I teased in the title to this video that I will share a story of one of my earliest role models and a lesson that I learned from it the hard way. So my favorite baseball player, first of all, my favorite baseball team growing up and still is to this day is my beloved New York Mets. And my favorite player was left fielder for the New York Mets, number 21, Cleon Jones. And so, man, I love Cleon Jones and everything about him. I, read all the stories about him growing up in Mobile, Alabama, and being childhood friends with Tommy Agee, who the Mets then traded for after he was a top rookie with Chicago White Sox, Agee and Jones together in the outfield, left field, center field, and Cleon Jones coming to the National League and batting that year, batted 340 in 1969, the year the Mets won the World Series for the first time ever, the Miracle Mets, made the All-Star team, did really great in the All-Star game. Like, that was my guy. And then a few years later, sudden news comes on the news one morning. I'm in high school. I'm like a sophomore in high school or something. It comes on the news. Cleon Jones has been found early this morning, like 5 o'clock in the morning or something, somewhere in Florida, in a van on the side of the road, sleeping naked, along with a 21-year-old girl and drugs in the van. And Cleon Jones was married to his high school sweetheart, who he's still married to today, over 50 years of marriage. And, oh, my goodness, it was a big scandal. And this is an outrageous, back in those days, maybe today it's tame compared to what athletes do nowadays, but it was like, what the heck? And it was an embarrassing, scandalous thing. And for me, I was like, I part of me was no longer proud to say that Cleon Jones was my favorite player, because in real life he was now disgraced. We're on the field. He remained star of my beloved 1969 Miracle New York Mets. Now, as it ends up, Cleon Jones did something you almost never see today. He actually came on TV in front of the cameras with his by his side, and he admitted that he had screwed up. He didn't really remember anything. He didn't know the girl, and I don't remember whatever it was, drugs, and he even claimed that he was clothed when he fell asleep, and so this girl must have removed his clothes for some reason, whatever. But I mean, he admitted it at least. He said, "Look, I screwed up, and I did something completely wrong, and I dishonored my wife. And I'm coming clean, and I'm admitting it." Which, of course, nowadays it's I did not have sexual relations with that woman, or, I only said that I grabbed her by the private parts and never actually did it. All this denial, and politicians are never wrong. Oh, I said, well, it's a sexual thing, but I said you could keep your doctor, and I guess I believed that I wasn't really lying then. Politicians never admit anymore when they're wrong about anything. Or athletes, pretty much, or anybody. He wrote, "Oh, I didn't bet on baseball." Years later, he did. Lance Armstrong, "I never took drugs." Years later, he did. All the sprinters, "I didn't take performance enhancers." Later, they did. Cleon Jones right away came out and said, "Yeah, I did it." So, under that circumstance, he is still, to this day, one of my heroes. However, that was a jarring thing that happened as a kid. And I had a mentor who said to me, even back then, he said, he had kids. I didn't have kids. It was a few years later. And he said, you know, as a general rule, never let your kids choose any real life human being as a role model. That's the wisdom today for Wisdom Wednesday. Not really on a business topic today, more personal thing, especially those of you that have kids. And it's not really like never let, like, because I'm a proponent of freedom in every way. So encourage them to choose role models that aren't real people. So what do I mean by that? Well, Superman, Batman, like Wonder Woman, Dora the Explorer. The Little Mermaid, like Finding Nemo, the penguins that dance in the animated movies, whatever, cartoon character, Smokey the Bear. See, Smokey the Bear, not likely he will ever be found asleep and naked in a van on the side of the road with a woman, a young girl that isn't his wife, and drugs in the van and creates some kind of a scandal. Who was I talking about, Smokey the Bear or any of those other comic book characters I talked about would ever do such a thing. So that could be a good role model. Like your kids could have posters on the wall of cartoon fictional characters. Don't even be cartoons. They can be fictional characters. Maybe James Bond, Star Wars, maybe Luke Skywalker, whatever. You can tell how much I follow that kind of stuff. But, you know, kids that have like, oh, my idol, Luke Skywalker, like, although, you know, movies nowadays, who knows, I'm your father, I'm not your father, maybe he turns to the dark side. But the point was, people are fallible. People do stupid things. People make mistakes. So kids that have a role model of human beings like I had, and I don't even call it a role model, a hero, you know, it's a hero, it can be shattered when the real-life person does a human real life thing and makes a mistake. We've all made mistakes. Give me a break. I was a celebrated athlete making tons of money to play a game. I play a lot of games. I still do to this day. I don't get paid a lot of money and therefore I have all the temptations and I'm well known and I got groupies hitting on me everywhere and drugs are everywhere and I can afford to do anything I want and I'm in strange cities all the time and away from home. All these temptations and who knows? I'm pretty sure if I was a young kid and all those temptations of one of these rock and roll kids or Justin Bieber, would I get into more trouble than any of these people all put together? So I don't fault anyone for that. I'm just saying that that was a human that I look up to and said that's my hero, the baseball star, poster on the walls and all the baseball cards and, you know, loved Cleon Jones. Stand my batting stance like him and like, I'm a righty. He was a lefty throwing, but I always, you know, wanted to, you know, throw like him and catch that final out in the World Series just like him and put it down to my knee like he always did. I want, you know, like Cleon Jones, and then that happened. So why is this on my mind? Spring forward 50, 45 years, whatever, 40 years or so, and you come to nowadays where I'm still in the stages of grief of getting over my 50-plus years of following and loving the New York Jets football team, and now I have voided myself out of anything to do with the National Football League because, again, they're role models, they're humans, and I don't know if it's over yet, if it will ever be, but they, as far as I know, the last time I checked, they were doing something incredibly stupid. But again, as I've always said, the young kids, same thing as the Cleon Jones, they don't know what they're doing, they're influencing the mob mentality. You know, they think they're doing something good. They claim, oh, they're not disrespecting the national anthem. Dude, like, you ever heard the saying, actions speak louder than words? When you do not stand for the national anthem, or when you stand with your hand in your face, and you're so disgraced and embarrassed to be standing, but someone told you you have to, I don't really want to honor myself and have self-respect and honor my country, my flag, my national anthem. So this sucks. So do the rules say I can't be angry and miserable and put my hand in my face? And, like, you know, I'm out on the whole thing. Like, no interest in it. And hopefully for them and for everybody, they'll overcome this and get past it and like you're never going to meet much more of a freaking renegade. I love protesting and changing and improving things, but you don't disrespect yourself and your own country if you're claiming I want to fix my country because I love it, but I don't love it enough to respect it. Not, you're making no sense. Cut it out. Like, there's ways of affecting social change and protesting without at the same time disrespecting yourself and everybody else and setting a horrible example and just being ridiculous. So I'm out on the NFL, and it just reminded me that, you know, what the heck was I looking to NFL football players to have a brain and have a clue and respect themselves and be a human being? Like, now I just, and I'm going back to watching the one, I guess it's one of, I don't know, the you know, the New York Mets are out of it, so I'm not following baseball that much. But I saw some highlights last night of the New York Yankees, and Aaron Judge hit one of his typical home runs. And so I was like, oh, yeah, the playoffs are on. And so the Arizona Diamondbacks, my local team now that I live here in Arizona, and we went to about a dozen games this year. And, like, man, they're exciting to watch and a fun team, and they're in the playoffs. So I'm going to go back to watching the game, which has started 6 minutes ago. So I'm going to go back and watch. But I turned it on in a pregame show, and I just caught the tail end of the national anthem, but it was good enough for me to see that every single player, at least that I saw, was standing at attention, facing the flag, had their hand, their hat in their right hand, and it was over their heart. And that, it's amazing that was just taken for granted my whole life, and now it's like fills you with pride that, like, wow, self-respectful athletes. What do you know? There are self-respecting athletes, thank goodness. Because I also saw a clip on the news last night somewhere that my soon-to-be, no, possibly New York Knicks opened up, I think, the regular season or the preseason or something, and it panned along them, and there they were, not standing at attention, hand over heart, honoring themselves and their country that has made them the most spoiled people on earth, multimillionaires, to play a basketball game every other day for 6 months of the year and then have 6 months to figure out what to do with your millions of dollars and do anything you want and be completely spoiled. But they were locked, doing the old locking arms and looking down and being miserable, and I'm like, I can't deal with it. So I have a feeling if this doesn't change, like, by the time the season starts or whenever, like, you know, as if they haven't given me enough hints already to not give a crap about the New York Knicks anymore, because they have just totally disrespected their fans for years. Now they're disrespecting their selves in their country. I mean, it's just too much. So looks like I'll be out on the Knicks too, which means congratulations me. I'm kind of growing up, going past my childhood and teenage years of having heroes and caring what kids playing games do. I can play games myself. I can go play golf. I can go play softball anytime I want. I don't have to care what these spoiled millionaires do when, for crying out loud, how do they think they're making their money? They're disrespecting their fans to pay their salary. So anyway, that's still, I haven't gone through, obviously, all the stages of grief and gotten over it. Luckily, unlike the anti-Trumper, Hillary, complete lunatic, deranged losers, I don't think, and I can guarantee you it won't take 10 months or 11 months or whatever it's been now, that they still haven't gotten over the election, for crying out loud. I'll get over this real soon. But it's still kind of a raw wound with the NFL, and now looks like the NBA that I cared about and went to, attended hundreds of games and watched others on TV and made it a big part of my life. Here's so much that I even turned my hobby of loving sports so much into my first multi-million dollar company when I built the world's largest fantasy sports game company from scratch way back in the 80s, over 30 years ago. So tells you how much it really was part of my life. And time to move on. Time to roll on, as they say. So I will take my rolling rhino and choose new role models, and we will roll on out of here on Wisdom Wednesday. David Linden is here. Thanks for being here. I don't see any questions, comments, concerns, but I thank everybody for any of the likes, just for being here. Any comments, anything you want to say, shoot. And I shoot, meaning shoot the comment. Like, clearly that word is on my mind also because of all the craziness going on these days. So timer is going off, and if that means I got something to do, finishing up work, and also going to enjoy a game where players respect themselves and their national anthem in the country. Go figure, you know, that actually happens. And I'll be back tomorrow with Throwback Thursday. I will see you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.